From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The driver said that if I refused to leave the seat, he would have to call the police. And I told him, just call the police, which he did. And when they came, they placed me under arrest.
Rosa Parks was this unbelievable but quiet, poised, beautiful young woman who had enough. She saw segregation, she saw racial discrimination, and came to this point where she felt that she couldn't take it anymore.
I said, you checked the dog tags, are you sure they weren't on somebody else? Or, you know, just, I thought it was a big mistake until his body came here, until I saw it for myself.
The success of the new Iraqi government is critical to winning the war on terror and protecting the American people. Ensuring that success will require more sacrifice, more time, and more resolve. And it will involve more risk for Iraqis and for American and coalition forces.
We in Maryland have lost 42 soldiers. And most recently, we've lost five in just this last week alone.
I think Harriet Myers has done the right thing. She's put the president party first. I think we can now go forward to pick a nominee who's got both philosophy the president wants and also the first-rate credentials.
President Bush should reject the demands of these extremists and choose a justice who will protect the constitutional rights of all Americans. The president should listen to all Americans, not just extreme elements of his own party.
Grand jury's indictment charges that Mr. Libby committed five crimes. The indictment charges one count of obstruction of justice to the federal grand jury, two counts of perjury, and two counts of false statements.
Today, I accepted the resignation of Scooter Libby. Scooter's worked tirelessly on behalf of the American people and sacrificed much in the service to this country. He served the vice president and me through extraordinary times in our nation's history.
At the end of the day, what appears is that Mr. Libby's story, that he was at the tail end of a chain of phone calls, passing on from one reporter what he heard from another, was not true. It was false. He was at the beginning of the chain of the phone calls, the first official to disclose this information outside the government to a reporter, and that he lied about it afterwards, under oath and repeatedly.